Hello, I'm John Cantley, and today we're on top of the world in Mosul, overlooking the second largest city in Iraq and under the complete control of the Islamic State for over 5 months. It's the absolute heartland of the Caliphate and home to nearly 2 million people from every walk of life. Situated on the banks of the Tigris River, Mosul is an ancient trading city and a Sunni province, as much of Iraq used to be before American-led invasions and pro-Iranian governments changed the political map. Let's go down onto the streets of Mosul below and find out. The media likes to paint a picture of life in the Islamic State as depressed, people walking around as subjugated citizens in chains, beaten down by strict totalitarian rule. But really, apart from some rather chilly but very sunny December weather, life here in Mosul is business as usual. One unnamed Mosul official said that Mosul is living through an extremely hard and horrible time. He was quoted on the Saudi-owned TV channel Al Arabiya. But really, it's just misleading, because what I can see is thousands of people, thousands of Iraqis, going about their daily business here in Mosul after years of oppression under Saddam's rule and the descent into chaos that followed the American invasion. Sunni Muslims can now walk on the streets of Mosul without fear of Shia oppression. No visit to a Muslim country would be complete without doing some shopping at a souk, the bustling, crazy markets where you can buy anything from books to lighters, to perfumes, to bags. And everywhere you look, everywhere you come here in this old souk, one of the oldest in Mosul, struck by just how normal and crazy and busy everything is. This is not a city living in fear, as the Western media would have you believe. This is just a normal city going about its daily business, and certainly nothing as written in The Guardian on the 27th of October, who said the price of basic goods have gone up sharply. People have no money, they said. Rubbish lies uncollected on the streets, and there are only 2 hours of electricity every 4 days. Well, there are a lot of neon signs and flashing bright lights around here. They've been on a lot longer than 2 hours in the last 4 days. And I'm reminded of one quote from the Saudi-owned television channel Al Arabiya. Says, the people of Mosul living in very hard conditions, it is very difficult. I look around, and really that doesn't seem to be the case at all. We have to wrap up at the souk now and move on to the next place, but there's a huge crowd of people around us. This is not an empty, deserted, depressed place at all. This is bustling, and we have to move on.